Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been telling you for a while, we are reaching a point in this country, it is coming, we'll be there in under 5 years, where if you are the right liberal, bomber, murderer, assaulter, maybe even raper, and your target is Republican conservative, we will reach a point where no liberal jury will convict you and no liberal police department or prosecutorial agency will touch you. You will be above the law as long as you're hurting the right person. I didn't realize we were there till yesterday. This is an historic moment in the United States history. We've never seen this before. We have never seen this before. The FBI let the pipe bomber go. That's the conclusion our media will reach by the end of the weekend after they, some of them, use this show for prep. At least News Talk people do, and it floats up as it usually does. Because just about now, they're going back through the testimony, the incredible testimony of Stephen D. Antuono, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, when he was lying to Congress to protect the woke, black, liberal pipe bomber so he could stay free. Maybe hurt some other people. It's incredible, but that's what he did. In June of 2023, write this down if you use me for show prep, and please repeat it today. In June of 2023, Stephen D. Antuono, I don't know how to say his last name, testified before Congress because Republicans had taken over and they wanted to know, like, why can't you catch the pipe bomber? Super duper weird, because the FBI, remember, and the DOJ under Biden had gone to court to get the legal ability to geofence all of the cell phones at the Capitol. And that had resulted in about 1,000 more arrests, including many grandmas who and my pregnant moms and moms of newborns and very innocent people who had simply been there, maybe the Capitol Police, when they were holding the doors open and ushering everyone, hey, come on in. Yeah, we're entrapping you. Come on in. And they just filed right in, took a selfie and left. Yeah, we knew they were there because of their phone. So Republicans in Congress want to know, well, how come you can't get the pipe bomber? Stephen D. Antuono lied. It's called perjury. It's a felony. Carries up to 5 years in prison. Lied to Congress. Again, he was the assistant director in charge of the FBI Washington field office. He lied to Congress. He said, oh, you know, the cell phone data for the pipe bomber is unfortunately corrupted. Yeah, it was corrupted and unusable, he said, which hindered efforts to track the suspect via geofencing like they did the Republicans at the January 6th at the Capitol. He described it as a, quote, this is hilarious now, unusual circumstance, unquote, and noted the data's potential importance. Oh, it's corrupt, and we hate that. While dismissing conspiracy theories about the missing record. That's no conspiracy. We would never protect a woke liberal black pipe bomber who's an anarchist. Us, the FBI, heck no, we'd never do that. They did. Well, Matt Gaetz, Representative Jim Jordan, weren't taking his word for it, so they went to the phone company. Is that data corrupted? Is there something wrong with it? They asked. They subpoenaed it, actually. Nope. Nothing wrong with it. FBI should be able to use it, they said, to find the pipe bomber. What? Well, they turned around and subpoenaed the pipe bomb files from the Biden administration. And the Biden administration gaffed them off to protect, again, the woke liberal pipe bomber. Didn't fit the narrative. I'll tell you in a minute why the narrative was important. So nothing happened, and they covered for him. That is what Pam Bondi is referring to here. And she says, no new information has been found. But it didn't matter. They had everything they needed in the files to get these guy. This guy, they just wanted him to roam free.
Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. That evidence has been sitting there collecting dust. This wasn't a new tip. It wasn't some new evidence. It was the hard work of President Trump's administration.
Uh-huh. Here's Kash Patel on it, why they didn't bother to geofence it. You know why? Because it would have worked.
And looked at the providers and what information they provided pursuant to search warrants at the time and asked questions such as, why weren't all the phone numbers scrubbed and why weren't they connected and why wasn't there any geolocational data done? Now, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, and neither of which is acceptable for this FBI.
No, it's high level competence and criminality. Here's Charles Marino, former advisor to the Department of Homeland Security and supervisory agent for the Secret Service on Fox News.
The FBI and DOJ had all of the information that they needed, not only to make this arrest, but continue the investigation in an effective, methodical way to find out, what was he acting alone or not?
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel said the prior administration sat on evidence. There was never geolocation data done on cell phones. That is sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence. This is something that we were just previously discussing.
Yeah. They let him go. Now, think about that for a minute. As Charles Martino explained, look, there's evidence this guy has some anarchist connections. Was he Antifa? Were there others involved? They let him go, which means they let them go. They let them all go. This guy could have done God knows what in those 5 years. They didn't care. It's homicidal when you think about it. Really kind of scary as well. It's just, yeah. Here's Charles Martino on that.
Public safety, of course, comes into play here. And the fact that this individual has been allowed to be on the streets for as long as he has because of inaction by the previous administration is not a good thing for the overall theme of public safety. If he did this once, what's to say he won't do it again or even conduct an attack of something worse and more well-planned and thought out?
They didn't care. I'll tell you why next, because that is the most interesting part of all. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.